Okay, so we're introduced now to the Esser Makos, and the many parallels and contrasts are drawn between the different Makos and the different groupings. And one of the things to point out in this week's parsha is the language of tefillah that's used by Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to removing Makos Tzardeya versus Makos Arav. It says by Tzardeya, so then Moshe Rabbeinu finally davened for Tzardeya to be removed. It says by Yitzhak Moshe. Moshe screamed out, Moshe davened, and Tzardeya was removed. In contrast, when it comes to Makos, when it comes to Arov, it says Vayetar El Hashem. He davened to Hashem. The different language of tefillah is used. So the Farshim wonder, why is Vayitzak used by Tzardeya and why is Vayetar used by Makos Arov? What's the difference between the words and why different words used? So Sifsei Chacham already asks this question. Sifsei Chacham says there's a halachic difference as follows. We know halach is brought down. When it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, a person has to hear what he says. To hear what you say. You have to hear the words. It shouldn't be loud enough people next to you here, but you should hear the words. So he says, Sifsei Chachamim, that by Tzardeya, since Tzardeya, the frogs were so loud, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hear himself. So he had to Vayitzak, he had to literally scream. Otherwise, he couldn't hear his own words. So it says, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem, he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu by Tzardeya. But when it came to Arov, where the animals weren't as loud as Tzardeya, he was able to hear himself. So Vayetar is a softer language. That's not a lashon of Tzaka, but the softer language. That's the distinction brought down by Sifsei Chacham. Now the Chassam Sofer says further, the Chassam Sofer says that he doesn't quote the Sifsei Chacham, but using this distinction, that these words can explain something else. So he writes, Chassam Sofer writes, that we have Vayetar, this is not the first time Vayetar appears in the Torah. It appears also by Yitzchak Avinu and Yitzchak and Rivka were davening for a child. So it says Vayetar Yitzchak, and he davened. And the Gemara tells us the Lashon Vayetar is Lashon of Atar. Atar is like a pitchfork of something. And the Gemara explains, it's just like a person used like a pitchfork to flip over Tevuah, you flip things over. So to the Tevil Vitzadik is able to overturn a Gzardin, you could flip things over. So by Yitzchak and Rivka, who were not Zochet have children, so they're able to daven to flip over the Gzardin, to be mehapich the Gzardin, and to instill rachamim. So too says Chassam Sofer. Vayetar, which is used by Arov. So what happened by Arov versus Tzardeya? By Arov, when Moshe Beinu davened, he removed, he completely eradicated all the Arov. They left completely. It's Vayetar. Mamish turned it from din to rachamim. As opposed to Tzardeya, when Moshe Beinu davened, the frogs died. They didn't run away, they died, and they were still there. They smelled terribly, and therefore, Vayitzak is used, it wasn't a complete Vayetar, it wasn't a complete eradication, it wasn't a complete Mahapech of Din Terachmim. There certainly was Rachmim, the frogs died, but it wasn't a complete removal of the frogs, and therefore only Vayetar is used by Arov, where he completely got rid of them, as opposed to Tzardeya, where the frogs still remained even after they died. That's the Chassam Sofer explains. Now, Sfas Emes says for this. Sfas Emes says these different languages of tefillah, the truth is there are 10 languages of tefillah that the Sfarim talk about. And the Eser Makos and the Eser Tefillos, the Zohar tells us that in Mitzrayim, the Koach HaDibur, the ability to speak, the ability to communicate, the ability to daven properly was in Galus. It's a very deep Yisod. A lot that surrounds the Lachas of Pesach have to do with the Peh. The Peh was in Galus. There's some deficiency in the peh. Paro is pera. Pesach is pesach, the mouth that speaks. Vigat levincha, a magid is to speak. Lechem oni is lechem she'onim of dvarm harbe, you speak about it. Speech is very, very important, you saw when it comes to Pesach. So during Galus Mitzrayim, the peh was in Galus, and through the geula, there was redemption of the peh. So says the Sfas Emes, quoting from his grandfather, Chidush Arim, that these 10 tefillahs were redeemed with Mitzrayim. So that's why different tefillahs are used in a different context. It was a redemption in each madrega of the Koach HaTefillah. And that's why he explained, the Sfas Emes says, we're somech gula tefillah, every single morning we daven Shacharis. We say Gulas Mitzrayim, the Brach of Gal Yisrael, and we lead right into tefillah. Because Gulas Mitzrayim was the gula of the peh. And that's why we begin Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Let Hashem open our mouth up, let it be a psicha, because it's Geulas Mitzrayim that gives us a psicha every single morning. We re we relive and we remember all of Gulas Mitzrayim at the end of the last bracha before Shemoneh Esrei, the Gal Yisrael, which leads into Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach, its redemption of the pen. That's what he says every single morning. We should be thinking about the Dibor was in Gulas, but we're bringing it back to life, Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach. He adds further in this Fasem is this redemption of the peh. On Shabbos, there is no inyan of smucha, smicha, gula, tefillah. Halachically, there's no inyan. There's a lot of nafkaminas. Not for now, but there's a rush. We can be eager about this. In theory, just to give you an example, that when it comes to Maariv, if a person comes late to Maariv, he could daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur and say Shema afterwards. You don't have to misamek gula, tefillah, the Maariv. Shabbos morning, it's brought down by poskim. If you come late Shabbos morning, you come Shemoneh Esrei, you could daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur and say Shema afterwards with the brachas. Because you don't have to have keseder like we have on a regular weekday, because there's no inyan of smucha gula tefillah. So he says, the reason is because Shabbos itself, the essence of Shabbos is a time of geula. It's not like during the weekday we have to build up every morning. We start the morning again, we got a daven, go psuke, build Gal Yisrael, and then Shemoneh Esrei. No, Shabbos itself, the muhus of Shabbos is a zman of geula, which means the peh is already open. You don't need Hashem Tzvos HaTetach. That is the essence of Shabbos. And maybe if I could add to that, maybe that's why we have Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. That those two words were said that a person can't say those two words together. But Chazal tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu did. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is a different level. But Shamar V'Zachar is about Shabbos. Shabbos, the Dibur of Kadosh Baruch Hu in general is a different level, obviously. But on Shabbos in particular, Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad, there's a certain Koach of Dibur that exists on Shabbos that doesn't exist the rest of the year. And that's really the celebration of Gulas Mitzrayim, the celebration of the Pesach. And that's why these different languages are used. If I could just finish off one last piece here, in this the world of the Sfas Emes and the Chiddush Arim, the Imri Emes adds one more layer. We're talking about the different languages of Tefillah that were all in Gulas and came free through Gulas Mitzrayim. Imri Emes says there's a Tefillas Moshe. Among the ten, there's what's called Tefillah LaMoshe and there's Tefillah LaAni. Tefillah Moshe is one of the languages that Tefillah is. Moshe Beinu, who is the greatest person who ever lived. So that's a Tefillah of a Gadol. You can tap in as a Gadol, there's such a Tefillah Moshe. But then there's a Tefillah Ani, which is the lowest type of Tefillah, a person who's poor. And Pesach was when Am Yisrael was the lowest point. We were Aniyim. And that's why Lechem Oni. So Tefillah Ani is the Tefillah of an Ani. It's a Tefillah of Pesach. It's the lowest point. And that's why he adds as well, a small tefillah only means a small little tefillah. A small tefillah can create an incredible Pesach. Tefillah Moshe is like a big tefillah, a long tefillah, a deep tefillah. Tefillah only is like desperation, just a small little tefillah. So he writes, Pesach is about a small everything, a kol shu, a small mount could open up the world. He says, but the Isra Chametz, a kol shu is Aser in Pesach. So the Kedusha, a kol shu of tefillah also opens up a whole world. That's what he writes, and he quotes the pasuk: "Anochi Hashem Elokecha Amalcha Meret Mitzrayim Harcha Picha VaMelayu." I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. If you hold on to a small anochi, a small I, we spoke anochi last night in the Vad, but a small little tefillah ani could harcha picha could open up the entire world. It could create a whole Pesach. So a person should never feel like he's stuck. A person's empty. You could tap into this koach of tefillah ani, which is just a small tefillah. An ani, we have nothing to hold on to. A small little kol shu. But that kol shu could open up the entire world. So that's the yesod here. So it's Hashem, we're about to start davening. So we should have in mind that as we walk through tefillah, we daven through tefillah, each stage, we're davening, we're climbing higher from the brachos, karbonos, to psukei dezimra, and eventually to the gula of Mitzrayim, which leads us into Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu open our mouths up. We should be zocha to the gula, not only the gula of the current gula, but the greatest gula, the gula that brings the coming Mashiach, Meher Yameinu, Amen v'Amen.